You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are joining me via Zoom to talk about the Lynn Canal Running Camp. We've got Mary Ellefson. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi. And we've got her son, Arnie Ellefson Carnes. Hi, Arnie.
Hi.
And Tristan Knutson Lombardo. Hello, Tristan.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, everybody. Full house in here today. Virtual full house.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining me. Tristan and Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're both co-founders of the camp. And Arnie, you're a former camper and a counselor this year. Mary, let's start with you. Would you please tell us a little bit about the Lynn Canal Running Camp?
Sure. In a nutshell, 10 years ago, Tristan and I both coached cross country in town as well. And we really wanted to create a camp, just given our world-class trail system here, that was affordable and accessible for athletes, where we could connect and become healthier competitors on our trails. And of course, with a variety of things that would be engaged in a running camp. A lot of running camp is moving around and you don't even know you're running during running camp. That was 10 years ago. In the last 10 years, we've literally, I guess in a word, exploded. We fill within a couple days of registration. Not a lot of kids from the area, athletes from the area, but also from the state around the nation. So we decided Juno Trail and Roadrunners was our sponsor. But this year we actually are our own nonprofit now, Lynn Canal Adventures. And this summer we have two camps. We have a really cool staff, of which Arnie is this year. We'll let you talk to him. And we're excited and ready to go with a really really special COVID mitigation plan that will allow us to have the safest camp that we can have this year, which this year is a day camp, but not really a day camp. There's a lot of surprises at camp.
Got it. I'm going to stop you there because I don't want you to give away any of the surprises. Tristan, over to you. What in your opinion, is the main goal or objectives of your running camp?
You know, one of the main goals for us is that it's an opportunity for runners, high school runners of any ability or experience level, to come and both learn more about running or better themselves as a runner, but also become better connected with other people that like to run and want to learn to run. And I have my 15-month-old son here on my lap, who one day will also hopefully be at running camp. But I think that's one of the great things about camp is that we have state champions who join us, and we also have incoming ninth graders who have never run before, and maybe their parents want them at camp more than they initially want to be at camp. And the fun thing is, at the end of a week, however you came to us, we just spend a week bonding together and exploring and having fun and laughing a lot, and kind of coming out with goals for cross country running in the fall season.
Got it. And it's nice to see your little one there, too. baby's first Juno afternoon. Mary or Tristan, either of you, would one of you speak to the breakout sessions? Can you say a little bit more about those? When you're not running, you do other activities. And will those be a part of the new format?
They certainly will. I'll just jump in, Tristan, and you interrupt me. I think part of a running is getting to know your mind, your body, and the things that connect us, our systems, whether that is nutrition, whether that's simply getting core strengthening. But our workout sessions have varied from Zumba to hula hooping to injury prevention and ballroom dance. So it kind of gives you the flavor of, as we get to know, like Tristan said, and connect through sometimes sport and sometimes other pretty crazy activities. We learn more about what makes us whole, and we really laugh a lot at running camp. That's probably what we come out of there with, a lot of tired core muscles from a lot of laughter. So the workout, and also, I just want to say one more thing. We couldn't do camp without the amazing experts that come in and help us with these workshops in every capacity, whether that's a physical therapist or a nutritionist in town, or someone comes in to teach us a little bit more about mental strengthening. We just have so many people come and make camp, just flesh it out to be, we can gain a lot, or a little, you know, you can grab different things throughout the week to just make you a healthier human.
Tristan, anything to add to that?
I would just add that we look at running kind of from a holistic experience. And so there are the nuts and bolts of how do you become a faster runner and what are different workouts you can do. But as Mary talked about, we like to spice it up with things that might not initially seem like they're running related, whether it's Zumba or hula hooping or jump rope. But one of the things that we really value about running is that it is a social sport for us, and it's fun. I wouldn't be a runner if it wasn't fun for me and I wasn't able to get out and do fun things with other people. So that's really looking at, you know, the whole mind, body, spirit aspect of it and looking just to grow the sport and the love of adventuring through running with other people.
Arnie, I wanted to speak to you for a minute. You've attended the camp before, and now you plan to be a counselor. So what was your experience at running camp like?
Well, I guess first of all, it was a lot of fun. I guess like what Tristan said earlier, a lot of laughter and a lot of great adventures. I guess some of the best parts were, I mean, even being from Juneau, running places I've never been before. So I guess exploring the trails here and becoming a better athlete, but also meeting new people from around the state, the nation, and even we had a kid from Canada come. So I guess just like building the community of people is just really fun. Like then during like cross country season, when you're traveling up to Anchorage, then you can just, you know, people. It's not like your own bubble of Juneau people and Anchorage is Anchorage. Like, oh, you can intermingle and yeah, just building a network of people.
That's great. I read on the website that runners can expect to run between 25 and 50 miles during camp, depending on, you know, experience and ability. Do you know how many miles you got in when you were a camper?
Well, probably over 100 if you count.
Whoa.
Like, if you count like just kind of messing around and Olympic games and running back and forth from cabins to eat food or shenanigans, I guess. But you don't really know. Like, you only know you're running when you're on the trails, but you're really being active like for, I mean, sometimes like 20 hours out of the day. Like, it's just how it is.
Yeah. Well, what made you want to be a counselor this time? Were there any qualities in the counselors that you had as a camper that you kind of hope to emulate as a counselor yourself?
I think that like all the counselors in the past have just been like great mentors, like great runners and just really fun personalities to be around. And I think wanting to come back and be a counselor and spread like the joy of running and meeting new people, of course, and just like wanting people to see like the sport of running, like how I see it, just like a really beautiful thing, like meeting new people and going to the top of mountains and just being places that whatever 99% of the world doesn't get to see.
Yeah, nicely said, Arnie. And what did you think about the breakout sessions, the things that you're doing when you weren't running?
I mean, I think they were great. Like, you're just learning a lot of, I guess, like what Tristan said, like a holistic view. So it's, and a lot of times when you're just going about doing your daily thing, you don't really think about all the things that impact your running, like just like with nutrition and injury prevention and a lot of like core work or yeah, just overall, I think it's a lot of, I guess what Tristan said, a holistic thing, and it helps you look at running not just from an athletic point of view.
Cool, I like that. All right, let's talk about the upcoming sessions and safety. What are some adjustments you've made to the format to sort of comply with guidelines for preventing the spread of COVID-19?
Well, I think we'd be remiss to say that one of the things, we do evaluations every year with our campers. One of the things the campers love most about camp is the food. Like, the food is rocks. Greg Smith, who's on our assembly, is our chef. Mm. But part of that is we make food together. We're usually been based on the Methodist camp. This year, campers are going to have the opportunity to rock their own kitchens because that's our biggest change, is we're not an overnight camp.
Got it.
And that doesn't define our activities. Our activities will be defined by social distancing and using masks when appropriate. And definitely, you know, hand sanitizer and those things that we know that keep our community safe, which is why, you know, we make the choices. But I think, you know, we've had a lot of brainstorming planning sessions, right, Tristan? And we're pretty excited about the camp that we can deliver. And really, it's part and parcel because of where we live. We live in a really cool place. Mm-hmm. And everybody, everything you say is get outside, get outside. In fact, I was just reading an article from The Atlantic today saying 20% less chance of spreading the virus when you're outside. Well, we're outside, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say that being outside is a much better place than inside as far as, lessening the risk to prevent spread of COVID-19. And Shelley, it's really, I think we just can't emphasize enough, like, safety is our number one priority every year, whether we're out adventuring on trails or, as Arnie said, there's shenanigans around camp. I mean, we're always, safety is kind of always on the back or the front of our mind, no matter what we're doing. And that's especially pertinent this year with COVID-19 and really, which is why we're doing the day camp now. It doesn't prevent us from being creative and having fun still, but we do, our goal is to be a good community partner in preventing spread of COVID-19. So that's why the big change to a day camp.
I think, Shelley, the other change that is just tricky and we are a little, it's uncomfortable, but it is a day camp. So we'll talk more about space and what that looks like with camp, but everybody needs their own ride to camp and transportation will have to be provided from the families. So like Tristan said, we want to be a good community partner and we're going to just have a little bit more commitment from our families that we hope are willing to fly with us as we have spontaneity within a structure. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to be mindful and helpful. But it does, a lot of stuff does rest on families and their participation and being part of our community, growing our community that way. So
it sounds like you've put a lot of thought into it and a lot of care into complying with the guidelines and putting safety first. So how would one, if somebody's listening and they're convinced they need to sign up, it sounds like a great time. How would they go about doing that?
You can find Lynn Canal Running Camp on Facebook. If you just search Lynn Canal Running Camp, we'll come right up. I believe it's facebook.com/Lynn Canal Camp. And the registration link is on there. The second session is full. So we only have spots left in the first session, which is June 26th to July 2nd. And I think there's only like a dozen spots left. We are keeping camp to a limited number just to help manage size and things like that. So if you're interested, you have to be going into high school this coming fall. So a rising 9th through 12th grader. But if you're interested, we want folks to get in there and get a spot before it fills. We offer camp at a sliding fee scale, so we really don't want money to be a barrier to participate. We want people to be able to support camp for what is comfortable and affordable for their family, but we just try to make that online registration process as easy as possible.
Excellent. Is there anything else that either of you two would like to add before I give Arnie the last word? He's going to pitch it, like trying to convince somebody who may be on the fence. But anything else you guys want to add about?
No pressure, Arnie.
Yeah, no pressure.
I find it really fun that Jasper's on this call because Jasper, like Arnie, really had no choice but to go to camp. But the cool part this year, Shelley, is we really love a creating community. And so many of our counselors this year have already come to camp that they are really going to infuse the spirit of camp with those things they love and remember. And that's going to be exciting for us. We coordinate it. We're there to make sure everything is safe and oversee everything. But the counselors, really, they rock it. So I'll hand it over to my boy here.
All right, Arnie, you get the last word. What would you say to someone who's just thinking about it, hasn't made up their mind?
I would say that it is exceedingly fun. Like, even if, like, new to running, and it's not necessarily, I guess, like what my mom said earlier, like, your parents want you to go more than this, you do, like, you will come out of it, like, I mean, a changed person, as in, like, you, like, meet new people, and you probably have a more higher respect for running, but just overall, it's just so much fun, and I think that's, like, the big thing out of it. You, like, you learn to enjoy running, enjoy with people. And it's just like fun is the connecting thing to everything that we do. And I think that, yeah, that's really important. It's having a good time.
Very well put. Very well put. I know it sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of good endorphins and good energy out there at the Lynn Canal Running Camp. So, Mary, Tristan, and Arnie, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Good luck with it this summer and have a great time.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
See you around. Bye-bye.